What is going on, y'all? Welcome to Freedom Riders. Woo! My name is Ariana, and I want to welcome everybody to my channel. I'm so super duper excited. I've been talking about doing a podcast channel for the longest time, and sometimes you just gotta jump off the cliff and grow wings on the way down. You just gotta do it. And so I've talked about it long enough. So I'm super duper excited to finally be launching my podcast, to finally be launching, I feel like, my life right now. I'm going to be turning 30 in a little bit, and it is so crazy exciting and invigorating, and just like, I don't know, so many brand new things happening in my world. And I'm super excited. So yeah, I want to welcome you to my channel. And this first episode is pretty much going to be basically like, I don't know who I am, why I'm here, what I want to help everybody and all the amazing people who listen to my podcast do. And, you know, what led me to this space in my life to where I'm here now and doing super duper amazing things and just growing within myself. I entitled the first episode "The Key" because I'm gonna tell you my story, who I am, why I'm here, why you should even listen to me. If you want to, why you should even be here listening to me. And the key, you know, so the channel itself is called Freedom Riders, and basically Freedom Riders is for people who want to experience a level of freedom that is not so much predicated on the outside world, but more internally, a deep level of internal freedom that then, you know, spews out in your personal life, in your public life, your business life, wherever you're at, mom, husband, girlfriend, entrepreneur, whatever, you know. Internal freedom is one of the greatest things you can experience. And for me, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me and how I got here and, you know, how I even came up with Freedom Riders, you know, a group of people who want to experience freedom and ride it out to the sunset and just, you know, live it on that high level of frequency of freedom. And for me, I've been divorced. And that was one of the hardest things I've like ever experienced, is going through divorce. It is emotionally, spiritually, mentally destroying and devastating. And it was one of the darkest places and moments that I've been in my life and had to experience. And I personally, this is where Freedom Riders came from, because I had to like pull myself up out of the darkness and, you know, devastation that I was in, and find my own freedom and find myself again and find, you know, a new life. And, you know, I got married young. I was 23 and I think we only lasted about 2 years. And, you know, I had my first child when I was 20, 21. And I just wanted to do everything right. I wanted to be married and, you know, raise a family and things like that. And it just did not turn out that way. That first time around, didn't turn out that way at all. And I was basically with someone who was a compulsive liar and cheater. And, you know, it turned my world upside down. Completely turned my world upside down, and I battled so many things. And one thing I definitely, you know, went through and experienced was a heavy, immense amount of depression and suicidal thoughts. And anybody who's ever dealt with, you know, any type of pain in your life, whether it's losing someone, you know, divorce, you know, a bad breakup, whatever the case may be, things that just seem to like shake your world. And I understand that everybody's version of what shakes their world and what causes them devastation and pain is different, because we all hold, you know, things in our lives to different standards, and what's important to me may not be important to the next person. And so everybody has experienced that level. And if you've ever been, you know, depressed or in a deep emotional like pain and hurt, then you know it's so hard to see just your way out. Just, you know, how do I get up from here? How do I pick the pieces of my life up and you know, keep going? And, you know, on my journey to that and figuring out who I am, how to pick up my pieces, it was very difficult. And I had to do a lot of self-searching and a lot of rebuilding. You know, one thing I think is that we have to understand when we go through hard, tough times in life, the people who cause us the pain are also hurt people. I have been the hurt person who has hurt other people. So I'm a huge like believer in the saying that hurt people, because it's very true. And I've been that hurt person that hurt somebody else. Like, we all have to take responsibility. You know, we can't always throw it off on the other person, but you know, the individual that I was dealing with at the time, you know, I believe was a hurt person. And sometimes like the hurt comes from childhood, relationships, friendships. The hurt can come from so many different places, right? So I believe I got hurt by a hurt person. And, but I was my responsibility to pick myself back up, you know, and in the true fashion of what the channel is and what I want to do with my channel, Freedom Riders, you know, you have to take responsibility for maybe something that you didn't cause within yourself, but it's your job to fix it. That was like one of the biggest things I had to learn was I didn't break it, but it's my job to fix it. And at the end of the day, you know, it takes some gumption. It takes some, like, you know, pulling yourself by your, I think they say bootstraps or whatever, and picking yourself up and moving again. And so in this space, you know, it was very difficult because even being surrounded by people, right? When you go through something tough, like, you can be surrounded by people, but if you don't believe all the wonderful and great things that people tell you when they're, you know, they mean well and they love you. I had a lot of supportive family members and friends and things, and they meant well and they loved me and they just wanted to see me better. But, you know, the thing about being free within yourself is when you go home at night and you're by yourself, it doesn't matter that they tell you, oh, you're a wonderful mom, or you were a good spouse, you were a good wife or husband, or, you know, you're such a good person, you know, you're a good friend. Those friends are, you know, they just jealous of you or don't see you, you know, for who you are. It doesn't matter what everybody tells you, because if you go back home at night and you don't believe those things, then it's null and void. Because the truth about it is, everything you believe within yourself and you tell yourself is what shapes your bed of roses that are in your mind, or the jail cell that you're in and you're chained and handcuffed in. You know, that's the thing. Like, have you ever seen people who are like on top of the world and, you know, that really things don't really bother them? You know, they don't get moved by much, you know, not many things faze them. And then you have these other people where if your shoe is tied the wrong way, they're frustrated. And if the car run out of gas or they get a flat tire, like, it ruins the whole week and the life is just bad. You know, that's the difference between, you know, being in a bed of roses in your mind and within yourself, or are you living in a prison shackled to all these different things and you're just living in a jail cell, you know? So one thing about, you know, this whole movement that I'm on and this whole thing that I want to help people get is really assessing, you know, what are you in your mind? What are you within yourself? You know, are you that person that's, you know, frolicking on roses, or, you know, just driving in a sunny day in within yourself? Or are you that person who's bound to thoughts and things? Like, when I went through this marriage and when I went through my depression and just devastation moment, I was so mean to myself. Like, I thought, you know, I had all these thoughts. I wasn't good enough. You know, what's wrong with me? Was I not skinny enough? You know, was I not thick enough? Was I not smart enough? Was I a horrible mom or wife? Like, I was so battling so many different things, trying to figure out what was wrong with me. I was trying to figure out, what did I do wrong? And because I'm a huge believer and advocate in, you have to assess your part in things, because it takes two. You know, even though that first marriage went bad and, you know, he was cheating and doing all these other things, I don't fully blame it on him because I have to take my responsibility. But it's okay to take responsibility for your part in things, but it's not okay to question and beat yourself up. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it didn't matter what the outside people said to me. It didn't matter because what I believed and what I thought about myself was what I went to sleep with at night, you know? And that's why I entitled this first episode, The Key, because I truly believe the key to true freedom and self-freedom is inside your mind. It's inside of you. That's where you're going to experience the most freedom. What you think about you. It's great that you have people around you that think these amazing things, but if you don't believe those things, it doesn't matter. Because you have to go home with you every night. You have to look you in the mirror every day. You have to think these thoughts about yourself every single day. And so for me, you know, there's times I was by myself because I felt like nobody understood, nobody got, you know, how I felt. You know, it's especially for us women out there. Shout out to my women out there. It's so easy for people to tell you like, oh, you know, this man, he ain't worth it. You're better than that. And I wouldn't put up with this, that, and the other. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're not perfect. You know, even as women, we're not perfect. You know, I don't believe that every man is just trash and men are just the problem. I don't believe that. We're not perfect. So, you know, when people were telling me that, although I do believe, you know, he had some issues, internal issues and things that he battled with and things like that, it didn't change, you know, me kind of trying to assess like what was wrong with me. I did, however, realize that that wasn't a healthy mindset to go down. You know, that wasn't a healthy key to turn within myself of going down that hole of being not being good enough and smart enough, pretty enough and all these other things, because it was just poison to my soul. It was poison to my mind. It was poison to my well-being, you know? And it was difficult because, you know, I'm a single mom at this point and I have my older two kids and I was trying to pick up the pieces of my life and I wanted to be the best me for my kids. You know, I wanted to be the best me for everybody around me, but it was difficult. And in dealing with that devastation from my first marriage, I had fell into a space of feeling like I couldn't make decisions. Like, nothing. I felt like a failure, you know? I felt like a failure to my kids, to myself. I felt unworthy of love. So I started to search out people's opinions and decisions that were for my own life. And I got so stuck in a prison. And in this channel, we're going to talk about all the prisons we put ourselves in. That's like number one, is we put ourselves in these prisons. And one prison I put myself in was allowing other people to control my life and my decisions because I made a bad decision. And you have to understand now, one bad decision does not mean you cannot make decisions. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean that, you know, you don't know what's best for yourself. Yeah, we make mistakes. But I turned from like knowing or feel like I knew what I want to like, oh my God, like I was asking friends, family, and different, like, should I do this? Should I do that? Is this good? Is this? And I started leaning on other people's decisions for my life, like that I needed to make these decisions for. Like, I was a whole, you know, grown woman. And here's the thing, in life, you're constantly becoming a new person. You know, I feel like now I'm about to be 30 at 25. When all of that was happening, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted, but I didn't have to go to the extremes of feeling like I wasn't smart enough or capable of making good decisions because I made one bad mistake. Like, we've got to learn to be nicer to ourselves. You made a mistake. It's okay. Doesn't mean that you're a failure. You know, it's so funny because anybody who knows me knows I'm like a go, go, go person. Like, I'm always on the run. I'm always doing something. So like a couple weeks ago, I had overslept. And overslept in my book is like oversleeping my schedule that I put together for myself. So I'm up every morning at 4 a.m. Crazy, I know. And I had overslept. And like, I was so mad at myself. And I'm like talking to myself like, oh my God, you're late. Da-da-da-da. Now, remind you, kids were on time for school. I didn't interrupt anybody's day. I wasn't late for any meetings. You know, I didn't throw off anything. But in my mind, because I set this schedule, I was off task. And I'm like going in on myself and I stop myself. And I'm like, you're being so mean to you. Like, you're being so mean to yourself. And at that moment, I realized, like, I have to be nicer to me. And that's the one thing about being a freedom writer is you got to be nicer to you. You know, I'm coming out with the book also this month. It's going to be entitled Freedom Writers. And in that book, I talk about, like, taking responsibility, but building yourself up and making you a better person, and just how to get through devastating situations. Every one of us on this channel are dealing with something that is probably hard to get through, or dealing with some type of stress or something. And in those moments, we have to learn to be nice to ourselves and give ourselves the space to make mistakes. You know, that's like an extreme thing that can happen after you deal with such a devastating situation or something so difficult, you know, as divorce or whichever breakup. It's like, you know, we can go to the extreme opposite of the ends and just not give ourselves any space to make mistakes because we made a huge mistake, you know, and everybody makes you feel like you made a huge mistake. Oh my God, you shouldn't have done that. Da 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 da. And it's like, no, give yourself the space to make mistakes, you know. That doesn't help anybody. And so that morning, I like calmed myself down and was just like, hey, you got to be nicer to yourself. Like, that's ridiculous. And just giving myself a little bit more love. And so in freedom, you know, in finding true freedom and what I would like for everybody to gain from this channel and what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to have different topics about how to really deal with freedom and how to get over things and how to conquer, you know, depression and suicidal thoughts and how to pick up the pieces of your life and keep going. And even though it's hard and it's tough and there's a lot on your plate, like how to maneuver all of that. And one of those ways is like I said, the biggest key to me is like mentally, you know, the thoughts you think of yourself matter. The thoughts you think about what you're doing in life and where you're at and how far you have or haven't come matter, because they all play a part on your freedom. You know, the crazy thing about freedom is nobody can give it to you and nobody can take it away. Like, that's the one thing we got to take from today is like, nobody can give it to me. Nobody can take it away. It's mine. The only person who can give it or take it away is me. The only person who can make you feel entrapped within your mind is you. The only person who can unlock the doors within your mind and in yourself is you. So do you want to be bouncing on a bed of roses in your mind, or do you want to be sitting in a jail cell stuck to your past and then all the things that went wrong and the things that you didn't do right? You know, none of those things matter in the grand scheme of things. What matters is that we learn from our mistakes and we become better people. And that's what I had to learn from, you know, that divorce was like, I have to learn from my mistakes and become a better person. I can't allow myself to be hurt and broken and all these other things. Like, I had two little kids waiting on me every day, you know, when I came home. And so it was like, I had to do something. And this is where it started, you know, it started my journey to freedom and internal freedom. And I think when you really truly experience and unlock the key within yourself, then the people around you and the people you deal with on the outside who make you feel ways and put you in boxes, you're more apt to get out of them. You're more apt to free yourself from people's thoughts and opinions and not care what anybody thinks. And even when I say that, you know, I have like a mixed feeling about it, because like my kids, I care what they think about me as a mom. I care what they think about me as a person, but I don't care so much that if I did something that they didn't like and their opinion of me would change what I was doing if I knew it was right. And that's what you have to say to yourself is like, I care, you know, about what somebody thinks about me to a certain extent. But when your opinion starts to shape who I am and I'm not happy and that doesn't make me happy, that becomes a problem. Like, what you feel about me and think about me cannot control my everyday night and day movements in life. That's a prison. That's another prison that I'm putting myself in. And I can't allow that to happen. I can't do that. And I've been a culprit of allowing people's thoughts and opinions of me and what they felt about me put me in these boxes that I didn't want to be in. I wasn't happy. It wasn't what I had in mind for myself, but because I cared so much about people's opinions that I allow it to shape my life, I became so unhappy. And it's still a journey. I'm still on this journey, you know, of self-freedom, but I've picked up so much along the way that I knew once I got to a certain space in my life and once I felt like God, you know, kind of released me to that, I would start this podcast channel and start to reach out and help, you know, women and men and people in general around the world experience true freedom within themselves. We all deal with all kinds of things. And I think right now, you know, it's the inside demon and monster that's killing us, that is taking us out. So, you know, I'm super excited. And so these episodes are going to be up every Friday. I'm going to be airing them once a week, every Friday for now. So it's going to be called Freedom Fridays. It's going to be called Freedom Fridays. And, you know, I just want this channel to be an uplifting, you know, chain breaking, jail breaking experience for people to truly find their self freedom. And I want to do different, I'm going to have different topics. I want to do different people on because the way I got to freedom may not be your way. You know, everybody has their way of how they deal with things and how they get through things. So I want to be able to bring different aspects and different tools and information on how to truly experience self-freedom and how to truly get to the place where you feel so free inside that you're able to live a healthy, mentally healthy, stable life and love who you are and love what you see in the mirror. So I'm so happy that you guys decided to like rock out with me on this journey. I am so super excited. I have a lot of great things. Like I said, I have a book coming out and it's going to be called Freedom Writers. It's going to be talking about a little bit about what I went through, but it's really more so a tool guide on how to get through all the emotions after being devastated. You know, I went through some very devastating situations in my life, and having a tool book on how to get through devastation and hurt and pain and betrayal like could have helped me tremendously. So I wanted to write a book about it. I wanted to write a like a how-to guide, if you will, on how to get through devastation and pain and kind of the phases you go through when you experience those things. So that's pretty cool. It's going to be dropping super duper soon, hopefully within this month of February. It's going to be dropping, and you know, you guys can go out and get it. It's a super amazing read, super easy read. And if you're going through anything, you know, it'll really help you. And that's another thing, like, if you love this channel, if you love even what I've talked about today on my first episode, you want to hear more, and you know people in your circle or in your family or, you know, spouse or friends that have experienced some devastating things and need something positive, but real life things that they can do to help get them out and something to help them through, you know, doing it on Fridays is like, I'm helping you go into your week positive minded, telling you, hey, you can get through this. Like, this is not the end of your life, whatever it is, whatever you're going through. This is not the last point of you. This is not where you break and give up. You got to keep going. You got to keep picking up the pieces and piecing your life back together. Eventually it makes an amazing mural of colors and dips and shades and circles and shapes and sizes, and all of a sudden it's a beautiful picture. So if you know somebody who can benefit from just being uplifted and being free, internal freedom, experiencing what it feels like to have wings and fly, share my channel and send me comments. You know, if you have something you want me to talk about or touch on or have questions or just want to leave me some love, I would so appreciate you leaving a comment and sending me a message. You can find me on many different social media platforms. My Facebook is Ariana Hamilton, and my Instagram, I have Ari the Body, because I'm a personal trainer, fitness and fitness mental coach also. Or you follow my personal page. It's Ari, and that's A-A-R-I. So yeah, or shoot me an email. Shoot me an email. It's at Freedom Ridas. So it's FreedomRidahs at gmail.com, and send me some feedback, some love, questions, if you just want to chat, whatever the case may be. I'm open to it all. I'm so excited to be on this journey. I'm like seriously busting at the seams of smiles because it feels so good to be here. And I look forward to building a movement with this. Freedom Riders is a movement. It's a movement of women, men, and different who have learned and want to experience true self-freedom and have got it and can just soar and fly to your, you know, however high the sky is for you, you know. I do a lot. I'm a mom. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm married. I've been divorced. I love the Lord. He's the top of my life. God first over everything. So I have so many things and aspects and ways I can talk from. So many ways to help you guys. I just so appreciate y'all for tuning into my first episode. My very first episode on my podcast channel. Get ready for the ride. It's going to be a super amazing one. We're going to keep riding this freedom train out, guys, and just experience our highest level of freedom. All right. So you guys have a super fantastic day. And don't forget, tweet me, Instagram me, Facebook me. Use the hashtag Freedom Riders and Freedom Fridays. Show me some love and support. And I'll talk to you guys next Friday. Holla at your girl, guys. Bye.